One of the world's biggest AI companies, Anthropic, is arguing for a slowdown on the development of artificial intelligence. Co-founder Jack Clark is warning that humanity is coming close to losing control of the technology as AI is starting to build itself and write its own codes. Essentially, it may no longer need humans.
It's like the AI industry has a gas pedal, but it doesn't have a brake pedal. And what we're saying is we want to do some of the work required to build that brake pedal so we in the world have an option.
So how much of a problem is this? Recursive self-improvement is the technical term for when an AI system is capable of designing itself and even designing its own successor. Anthropic has its own AI system called Claude, and they found it's been writing almost 80% of the company's code base. One employee admitted they hadn't written any of their own code for 5 months. And in April, Claude completed a batch of fixes that would have taken a human engineer 4 years. But Jack Clark says it isn't the technological solutions from AI which are the problem. Instead, he argues we need to take a breath and figure out how our entire society might change with such power.
They're going to mean that there are potentially great benefits, there are also risks. They are also going to change things about society, and they are going to need to change aspects of policy. And we have to have that conversation.
Anthropic is one of several AI companies about to be listed on the stock exchange. Daniel Ives of financial services firm Wedbush views Anthropic's intervention as more of a corporate disclaimer.
There's a company that's going to be going public too. So it's kind of like talking out of both sides of your mouth. It's like, I don't like carbs, but I'm eating pizza.
But he agrees that oversight over artificial intelligence needs to happen soon. And if companies won't regulate, then government may need to intervene. One of the most significant interventions in the debate in recent weeks came from Pope Leo. In his encyclical titled Magnifica Humanitas, he depicts the age of artificial intelligence as a downward spiral of warfare and ruin. Dr. Victoria Lorimer from Notre Dame's Centre for Technology and Human Futures says the Pope is very firm on the need for regulation.
At the moment, a lot of the wealth and the power is very much concentrated in the hands of the very few of the technological elite in private corporations. And there is a call for a redistribution of that wealth and power that requires governance and alliances.
Another of the co-founders from Anthropic was actually at the presentation of the Pope's encyclical. Dr. Lorimer sees that as an acknowledgement from some within the industry that they need not only regulation, but a moral compass.
Incentive structures in the AI industry don't always push towards building for the common good, and therefore there is that need for moral guidance to come from outside those structures.
In the coming months, Anthropic says it will bring together policymakers, researchers, and other companies to look at ways of slowing down the growth of artificial intelligence.